Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scribner, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, Already in Progress.
But by stepping into faith, you know, when you step into faith and believe God, you got to act like God's really real. And that's where we get in trouble. We don't act like God is real. I mean, we act like our flesh is real because we yield to it really quick. But anyway, when that, just like that man, just like the scripture says, he, in Colossians 1, he clearly says that when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we're translated, we're delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And you know, you don't like to think about yourself being in the kingdom of darkness, do you? But were we? Yeah, every one of us. I don't care who you were. Every one of us were in the kingdom of darkness, and our minds were blinded because of the God of this world. I just think it took my mother and dad 11 years to pray me out of that kingdom because they didn't know how to do it. I mean, but they stayed with it. And, you know, some people, they get 20, 25, 30 years old before. And some people go their whole life and raised up in a great Christian home. Some of them with a daddy as a pastor. And still, they have no idea how to get the devil off of your back. But if you don't know this, you know, you can pray for somebody, oh God, please save so-and-so. And that's what he's trying to do. But it ain't never going to happen until you do something according to what he says. If they're any lost, they're lost because who? This God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth. Otherwise, they would get saved, right? And so when you take authority over that devil, just like I did, every morning for probably 2 or 3 weeks, I mean, every morning I prayed the same thing. I mean, sometimes you don't get it done the first time. I mean, here a while back, Cheryl and I was up here, and there was a little 10-year-old boy come right up here, and Cheryl called him up here. His grandmother and grandfather were here with him, and they called that little boy up at a healing school, and I knelt down right on my knees right here in front of him. And I said, son, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? No. I said, would you like to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? No. Now, does that sound unusual? No. I mean, a 10-year-old, his mind's blinded by the God of this world. What else would he say? Sure, no, I'm not interested. I mean, I'm a child of the devil. I'm okay. I've been doing what I want to do. I like what I'm doing. And, you know, I give mom, grandma, and granddad all hell on earth here. You know, they won't beat me or nothing. So I just get by with anything I want to do. You know, so he's perfectly happy. Grandma and granddaddy told me all these things. So I just sat there and I reached up and put my hands on his shoulders. And he turned and looked me right in the eye and I said, Satan, I have all authority over you. I know you're blinding this little boy's mind to the Word of God. So I am commanding and demanding that you get out of him and stop blinding his mind by the Word of God. I command it in Jesus' name. I said, now, Father, I ask you to convict that little boy of sin. Bring him into the kingdom of God and gloriously save him. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. I said, now, son, how would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? He said, I'd love it. Now, was that hard? Was God trying to save the little boy all the time? Yes, why didn't he? He couldn't because his eyes were being blinded by the God of this world. Was he in the kingdom of darkness? Yes. So what do we got to do? We, as Christians, have got to take authority over these spirits and kick them out. I mean, is it difficult for you to kick out a devil when you've got all power and all authority over him? But you know, sometimes the devil doesn't leave easy. I mean, just like that man, that 50-year-old man, he had been so blinded by the God of this world so many years, and he had a problem with his arms and his all kinds of issues. Back, he had all kinds of issues. So every day I prayed for that man. I called Satan in my truck every morning. I said, Satan, come in, sit down right there, and I have a word for you. One more time, I'm going to command you and demand that you stop blinding Larry's mind to the Word of God. And so after doing that for 2 or 3 weeks, and every day, I'd ask the Lord to save him and convict him of sin. And and all that kind of stuff, and I'd praise him and thank him and worship him. I'd do the same thing and pray the same prayer every day for about 3 weeks. I went into my workplace one morning. I got there, and he was still there. He was a night shift worker, and he usually went home about 6. Well, I was probably about 6:30 when I got there that morning. So I went in my office, and Larry walked in my office, and he said, "By the way, Thurman, I'd like, where do you go to church?" This is a guy that blew up when I said something about Jesus. I said, "Well, I go to the First Baptist Church in Justin." And he began to ask, "Well, what do you think about so-and-so?" I said, "Well, he's a man of God, but he made a few mistakes. What do you think about this other guy?" And I said, "Well, he's a man of God too, but he made a few mistakes. But I said, God's big enough to take care of his boys. You know, I said, it's not a problem." And he said, "Don't you think most people are preachers just because they want to get rich?" That's before I became a preacher. I told him, I said, "You know, it costs lots of money to run the kingdom of God." I said, "We've got buildings to take care of and ministry needs and people have to be paid and all kinds of stuff." I said, "So no, I don't think preachers," I said, "there may be a lot of preachers at big churches that do make a lot of money, but," I said, "I've been in a Baptist church all my life and I've never seen one that made a lot of money." So I said, "Most of them are just there because they love God with all their heart." And then when he said that, I said, "You know, you'll listen to that lie and one day you'll die." I said, "It is appointed unto every man wants to die." I said, "So one day you'll die. And when you do, the Satan will send a couple of demons. And those demons will drag you in the spirit screaming into the pit of hell. And all the time they're going to be saying, 'You fool! You fool! The price has been paid. Paid in full. But we deceived you all your life. Now you're going to get to spend eternity in a lake of fire with us. You fool!'" And he jumped up, knocked his coffee over. He jumped up and he said, "Thurman, I've heard that voice." I said, he said, "What do I need to do?" I said, "You need to stop by Walmart this morning and buy you a Bible." I said, "I don't have an extra one in here right now, but," I said, "you need to stop and get you one." I said, "It wouldn't hurt to buy 2 or 3 different translations because you're brand new." I said, "But you need to read a Bible." I said, "And when you have a question, you come and ask me," and I said, "I will talk to you." And I said, "Once you get enough of that word in you," I said, "then we'll get you saved." So he started reading, and he read Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. And Matthew was his favorite book. He read that, and finally one day he called and said, "Thurman, I got some questions about this book of Matthew. Can I come by and see you?" I said, "Sure, come on by." He come by, we sat down, we're talking, and then we got over to Romans chapter 10. He said, "I sure don't get this. This is so simple. It says, if I'll just confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart God raised him from the dead, I'll be saved." I said, "That's exactly what it means." He said, "Thurman, nothing could be that simple." I said, "But God didn't make it hard, did he? He made it so simple so that anybody except those that their mind are blinded by the God of this world, then they can't get it." But see, every morning I'd been kicking the devil out of him and asking the Lord to convict him of sin. He's doing it. So he said, "You mean to tell me all I got to do is just say, 'Lord, I believe that you died for me, and he'll save me'?" I said, "That's how simple it is." And I said, "Would you like to get saved?" He said, "I do, I would." Now this is the man that told me, "Don't you ever talk to me again about Jesus. This is the one that cussed me out." Oh boy, did he ever cuss me out. But now then he's there asking me how to get saved. Now then, see, I got him saved. And then over the next 6 months or so, his arm, which he'd had a problem with his arm for years, and he had had one of them fixed with a surgery, and he said, "I ain't going to have the other one fixed because it was so painful." I said, "Well, you know, you're a son of the king now. We can get you healed now." "We can do what?" And so I began to show him about the promises of God. So we got him healed, and his arm was fixed. And then he had a back problem, and we got his back fixed. Now then, he's healed, he's saved, and he's healed, and everything. Because he finally run into a man that had read the Word of God and believed the Word of God. But see, that's why I'm standing here before each one of you today. When I ask how many of you got loved ones that's lost, you know, there was nearly every pew had 2 or 3 hands going up. You know that? You all have people that are lost. Well, do you have the same power I have? Yeah. Yes, you do. If you quote these scriptures just like we quoted them, you'll get to see God deliver them from the kingdom of darkness and translate them into the kingdom of light. Now then, when they get delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light, when they really get saved, everything in the way you think and everything else will begin to change, won't it?
Yeah, that's
because God gives you a new mind. He gives you a new brain. Everything. When he translates you out of the kingdom of darkness, puts you into the kingdom of light. And then when you learn Paul's prayers in Ephesians 1 and 3, Father, in Jesus' name, give these people wisdom, knowledge, revelation, and understanding of my mighty word. So if you ask God to get, since God is a faith God, God is a God that answers prayer, God is a God that does everything in answer to the spoken word of God and to prayer, if you ask him to begin to move on the hearts of people and say, Lord, begin to move on Scott's heart. Lord, Scott's a brand new, and he's not a brand new one, but Scott's a brand new believer. He just come to know Jesus. He don't know nothing about God. So I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to open Scott's heart and his mind to the scripture so that when he reads that, him and his wife together, you'll begin to give them revelation and wisdom, and they'll begin to understand the word of God like they've never understood it before. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for doing it. Guess what God's going to do for Scott? He's going to give him that revelation. All of a sudden, he's going to be in the word one day and say, honey, do you know right here says Matthew 18, 19, if two of us on earth agree about anything, I never knew that was in the Bible. Why did he get it today when he didn't get it before? Because of prayer. Somebody prayed. And you guess what? Most of us are too busy to pray. We're too locked up in every, and men especially. Men, they think the only thing God put them here on this earth is to make money. You know, I'm telling you the truth. So many men, you know, like my buddy back there a while ago, he loves to fish. I bet you if I were to say, hey, let's go fishing, he'd never turn me down. You know that? But now I think he's also about the same point now where if I ask him to witness with me, he wouldn't turn me down there either. But you know, there was a time in his life when he wouldn't. Isn't that the way it is? I ask you, do you want to come to church next Sunday? Oh, well, Thurman, I got this to do. I got this to do, or I got that to do. I don't have time to come to church. Well, I'll teach you how to get a lost person saved. Well, I don't have time. Don't you care about these people? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, if God wants them saved, he'll save them. If he don't, he won't. You ever heard people talk like that? No, the reason it didn't happen because you wasn't praying. When you pray, when you learn to pray like that, then you'll get to see these kind of things just like the Lord said there. You will get to see him deliver. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety called Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.